Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I've got a new friend here with us, folks. Marty Metro is with us. Marty is an entrepreneur just like you. He's a small business owner just like you. He had a dream once upon a time just like you. And then that dream didn't work. And he actually failed. And maybe just like you. Certainly just like me. And yeah, he bounced back. Maybe just like you and just like me. Sounds pretty familiar, doesn't it, folks? This is the kind of story that we can all pretty much look around, and most of us who've been around for very long can say, been there, but done that, bought the T-shirt. And he is the founder and the CEO of UsedCardboardBoxes.com, and he's our new friend, Marty Metro. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you. Good to have you on the show. Congratulations on your success. And this may sound strange to some people, but from someone who's done the spin, crash, and burn thing and had to pay for it, congratulations on your failure.
Well, thank you. I guess it it did allow me to grow a little hair on my chest.
Yeah, you learned how to rooster up, didn't you?
Well, it's amazing. As we've said so many times, it's very easy to watch something like Facebook or one of these amazing successes and these amazing success stories. It's very easy to think that it's as easy as thinking up a great idea and in your college dorm,
yeah,
and going off and building it, and the next thing you know, you're a billionaire. And
yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not that easy, and B, there's a whole lot more horror stories than there are success stories.
For most, that's one of those freak things, really. If you think about it, Facebook, and in some ways, Google. I mean, those are freak things. The, as you say, those are one in a million, maybe one in 10 million that happens. And the rest of the folks, like you and me, you know, we muddle through, we make our mistakes, we fail, and we recover or we don't recover. And that, I want you to tell the audience about you had this idea for used cardboard boxes over 10 years ago, didn't you?
Yeah, easily. And my background was corporate America. I was a I had a master's degree in business. I had worked for the largest management consulting firm in the world. Back then it was called Anderson Consulting.
Right.
Now most people know it by Accenture. And, very much groomed for corporate America. So I had a lot of confidence. I had made a good amount of money and had a great salary and climbed the corporate ladder. I lived through the dot-coms. So I was pretty much on top of the world and had this, which seemed like a pretty simple idea, that I would buy once-used cardboard boxes from people that had just moved in their homes, because what were they doing with them? They were just unpacking them and looking for an easy, convenient way to get rid of them.
Right.
Most people were found out in front of their house tearing them up and trying to stick them in their blue bin that they wouldn't even fit.
Right.
And I would buy those boxes for cheap and then turn around and sell them to somebody else who was about to move out.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than that person going to a U-Haul or a public storage and paying $5 a box, it seemed like a pretty simple concept. Buy boxes from somebody who was throwing them away and turn around and sell them to somebody else for cheap who was looking to save some money on their move.
Right.
And
what happened?
Well, I bought a lot of boxes and I sold a lot of boxes, but I guess we never really took into consideration of the all the operational costs it takes in order to buy something for 10 cents and sell it for a dollar. Out here in Los Angeles, we have the 99 cent store, which is just a phenomenally successful company, but no one realizes how many millions and millions and millions of products they move, on a daily basis in order to cover their overhead.
You were going to be in the low margin business, and you didn't realize that low margin requires high volume.
Exactly, and it requires high volume fast. And
a well-tuned, finely organized organization.
Yeah, exactly.
Which you also didn't have at that time.
You know, it's funny. I've been doing this for a long time, and I talk about this story for a long time, but I think you just said it very well. You know, your runway has to be very, very, very short when you're dealing with that low-margin business. You have to get up and running fast, and you need to be running it quickly. You can't afford to learn your lessons and say to yourself, well, you know, maybe next month, maybe next month.
Right.
That you have to do that in a service business, not in a high, in a low-margin business.
Well, here's one thing that you just described, I think. And folks, this is something, this is maybe the most important lesson of all today from Marty. And that is that it's one thing to be an entrepreneur, to have this great idea, which was a great idea. But at some point in time, that entrepreneur, in your particular case, your particular focus of your business model, you have to convert from entrepreneur to operator. And most entrepreneurs can't do that.
Well, you know, Jim, I do a lot of public speaking all across the country. And one of my favorite topics is the concept that ideas are worthless. You know, when I speak to a group of a couple of hundred entrepreneurs, you look out in that room and it's a couple of hundred people with ideas. And when you hear someone like me get up in front of them and tell them, hey, guess what? Your ideas, for the most part, worthless. You meet these entrepreneurs and say, well, I have an idea for a great business, but I can't tell you about it because it's confidential. And I have to, you know, politely let these people know that the idea, God, that's just the very, very tip of the iceberg.
Right.
And unless you know how to execute, and not just execute, but execute profitably,
mm-hmm.
and not just profitably, but profitably to a point where you can actually put some money in the bank for yourself and make this all worth it. Unless you can do that, you might as well just give the idea to somebody else.
And folks, if you don't like what Marty's saying, if it stings, if you think he's wrong, let me tell you something. I know enough about him, and I know enough about myself that's a similar situation. He's giving you information for free that he made payments on for a long time. Right, Marty?
Well put.
Yeah, that's well put. So when you hear somebody giving you advice that you don't like, find out how long they made payments on that advice, and you're getting it for free. So even if you don't like it, listen to it. Pay attention. It's good stuff. Marty Metro, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. He's the founder and CEO of UsedCardboardBoxes.com. That means you, too, can go to his website and find out what he's doing and do business with him. 20 after. Right back. More to come after these messages. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blassingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog, the archives and articles, the Brain Trust members, the knowledge base, AskJim.biz is there. Lots and lots of stuff there. smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Oh, and by the way, don't forget to take our poll question, which is on the homepage of smallbusinessadvocate.com. And this week's question is about retirement. What does your retirement look like? And when you give us your answer, you click on it, then you'll be able to see how other people have voted so far. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Marty Metro, soon-to-be old friend. Marty is the founder and CEO of UsedCardboardBoxes.com. Marty, I'm a little confused about what you guys do. Tell us about it.
Most people are. It seems like a very simple concept that we sell used boxes.
It's not. It's not empty plastic bottles or plastic. Plastic groceriebags.com. It's UsedCardboardBoxes.com.
Exactly. It's been about 10 years, so I'll say it in a very simple sentence. We buy once used cardboard boxes from large Fortune 500 type manufacturers. So as those big companies are manufacturing their products, if you think about it like a company that makes a soda or a soft drink, they make their soft drink, but they buy their bottles, they buy their caps, they buy their labels, and these big Fortune 500 manufacturers buy them, you know, buy the truckload in the millions. Well, typically those companies then just take those boxes, unpack them, and recycle those boxes.
Right.
To the rest of the world, those are extremely valuable boxes to you and I that are moving.
So you've got a classic green industry here, green company.
Oh, we like to say we were green before green was cool. And to be honest with you, being a little bit ahead of your time was one of the reasons we failed.
Right.
Is that people just didn't understand what we were doing, and we thought it was the best thing since sliced bread, but nobody really understood
you
it
also,
quite yet.
You also found out that you couldn't be successful going door-to-door with your model. You had to go where the volume was.
Very well put. And we were. We were a small little company in Los Angeles, going door-to-door.
It wasn't that you had the wrong idea. You just had the wrong structure.
Exactly.
And that's a very important thing. See, this reminds me of the Napoleon Hill move over 3 feet story, right? You know,
I don't know that story.
Well, the guy who dug, Napoleon Hill tells a story, you know, the think and grow rich guy. He tells a story about the guy who was digging for gold, and he dug and he dug and he dug for his lifetime, and he never found gold, and he abandoned the mine, and another guy comes in, buys the mine, and moves over 3 feet and starts digging and finds gold.
Well put. Yep.
So what you did was you had a gold mine waiting on you. You just were in the wrong. You didn't move over to the vein, and after you failed, you moved over and found the vein.
And you know the other little story I love to hear is or love to say is when you find yourself digging a ditch, first thing to do is stop digging.
Stop. That's the root of holes. Stop digging.
Yep. And that's one thing we didn't do. We were losing money every day, every month. Our attitude was, well, if we just keep digging and we just keep selling some more boxes.
Just buy a bigger truck.
Exactly. And that's what we did. We bought, we expanded, we opened up more facilities, we bought bigger trucks,
right.
And we lost more and more money faster.
What did that, as expensive as that failure was, how are you leveraging that? And are you leveraging that failure? How are you taking what you learned in that expensive misadventure that you had? How have you turned that into something positive?
Well, you know, it has not been easy. It was, you know, when people say I lost everything I had, or I lost $100,000 or whatever it was, well, I lost everything I had, and then I borrowed $300,000 and lost that.
Yeah.
So I lost $300,000 that I still owed to other people. Mm-hmm. There was no game over button, I want to start again. There was, okay, the game is over, but you still owe $300,000. So financially, it was extremely difficult. Obviously, emotional was a huge strain on my marriage and everything, you know, every part of my life. But I think the one thing, maybe two things I really, really learned that I apply every single day is, number one, there's no one looking out for the entrepreneur other than the entrepreneur.
Exactly.
Pretty much everybody that wants to do something with you is really interested in doing something for themselves if it can potentially, you know, work with you as well.
Right.
And you have to remember that. And even something like press and PR, and let's even use your show. There's, you know, Jim, you don't wake up in the morning and do nothing but help other entrepreneurs. You have to pay your wife
I have to pay the freight. I sure do.
Right. So
I have employees who expect a check on Friday.
Exactly. And entrepreneurs forget that. Entrepreneurs think that, oh, my God, you know, this guy wants to help me, or this person wants to write a story about me or whatever. And they have to realize that it only works if it works for everybody involved.
Yeah.
And what I think I missed and forgot when I first got started was, you know, people who want to help you, retired executives that want to, that say they can guide you for just a couple $1,000s a month.
Right.
Or even news and PR and the people that want to sell you the trucks, right. All these different people, you have to remember, it has to, as good as it sounds, it has to work for you too.
Hey, Marty, I got to wrap it up. Will you come back another day? You got more to teach us.
I would love to. It would be my absolute pleasure.
I've enjoyed having you here today. UsedCardboardBoxes.com. Thanks for being here, Marty. We'll see you next time.
Fantastic. Thank you.
What a great American entrepreneur story, ladies and gentlemen. I know you got a lot out of it. I did too. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.